What you doing? I'm your Talkertainer, the AC Stores, with this with Talkertainment Reviews. I'm talking about Jungshi X by Norihiko Kurozono, Chapter 34, the final chapter, Hope. This last chapter came out on February 18th, 2024, and it's 23 pages, which is weird for the last chapter to have so few pages, which is already a little bit disappointing to me, considering it was building up with more, but whatever, there's plenty to talk about in this last chapter, so let's go. So first off, even though these last few pages haven't had a great title page, like just a straight up illustration, it just kind of continues on with the story. The first page did have a similar layout as chapter 32, which is cool because it kind of shows like the start versus the end of this last climactic fight. But it's also more plain. There's not a Jungshi X logo like all the other ones have had, even if there's not an official title page. So it's kind of dull looking. But I mean, I'll go ahead and say the very last page brings that logo back. But it was also just kind of, it was just kind of weird and not as exciting for some reason, just to see like kind of a bare page. I expect to see that flashy Jungshi X logo because it's a cool logo. But that's it, just the initial start right off the bat. But continue with the story. So last we saw Shang fused with the Shilei, and now Xiaohu is begging Baohu to take the rest of her life, but Baohu refuses, saying Xiaohu was lucky to leave any at all, which is, you know, that's nice. But there must be some more selfish reasons, like Baohu probably needs Xiaohu to be alive to continue being out and about manifesting, or I guess Baohu would just simply go back to the cave. I don't know, it can't just be like, oh no, I'm just being nice and sparing your life. You think something like this, a god level, would be more selfish and would be like, yeah, okay, I'll take Xiaohu's life. But taking Xiaohu's life also probably means he's dying, then Baohu won't be able to do anything. I don't know, but then when all this is happening, out of nowhere, Longhu appears. Is it a hallucination? No! Longhu, for some reason, is here. And then we get a flashback to Zheng realizing Longhu's head that we saw way back when, probably just with Zheng now, is melting. And right before death, somehow Longhu's body was replaced with a fossil one. And if you can't tell by how I'm reacting to this, I'm not crazy about it. It makes no sense. It feels so lazy and just like, I don't know. But then Mandan Liang, a former Dadaoshi, arrives. And for, I don't know, I feel like, oh, there's a different Dadaoshi. You would assume, I feel like a Dadaoshi will probably be Dadaoshi until you die. But apparently you can retire. I don't know. But yeah, Mandan Liang must have been the one to save Longhu. Some kind of teleporting replacement powers. It's a Dadaoshi. Must have some kind of special or super strong abilities. But I don't know, it's just weird. Also, looks similar to either a former Jiangshi or just, I don't know, really old looking characters in general. Maybe just have that same look. So right away, Longhu uses Dai Ling with Dongping Jingqian Niao, which, okay, this is, it kind of makes sense. Longhu was supposed to be the Dadaoshi, should have been able to be a lot stronger if originally facing Shang and not lose so easily or so quickly. And then you realize through this, albeit short, but quick series, there's other techniques that we never saw in the beginning. So now we're finally getting to see Longhu use those same techniques and realize, oh yeah, this is why Longhu's supposed to be so strong. So Longhu uses Wu Ye, Guangling, Five Mountain, Foxfire Beam, and then out of nowhere too, which I expected this to happen, is Lei Jiutan pops up, uses Jiuzhan, Tai Yi, Hai Dong Guang, Nine Cycle Exalted, Reverted Alchemy Beam, and sizzle away Shi Lei Sheng, and the battle is over just like that. Really quick! I thought it would be a little more extended. It was over so fast. It's just weird. It's the last chapter. I wanted more. I'll get more to my opinions of the overall series at the end, but continuing on, we go back a bit to see that Lung Hu was asleep for the past 3 years, seemed to be healed, but was waiting for that perfect moment at the end of the series to wake back up and rush back to help Xia Hu. Okay, sure. That's actually what it says. So, we also see the other Xi Lei and Xiao Yang were beat by the three Ba Guo Dao Xi, Kong Ling, Hei Hu. Yeah, we forgot about Kong Ling being there. Had to bring Kong Ling back at some point. Good, I guess. And then just a lot of other Dao Xi. They go, finally be all that. But you know what is forgotten and never gets wrapped up and is even more the most disappointing part is we forgot to wrap up Zhu Li's fight. Unless I somehow completely missed it. I don't remember it. I have notes of all past chapters. Zhu Li's fight was never finished. We assume Zhu Li won because what else would happen? Did the other little... I don't know. All this was weird. I'm getting a bit just... not upset, but disappointed the more I talk about it. Anyways, that's it for that. The whole fight over, everything is good. We cut to a future in a bit where we see Kong Ling is watching over two new apprentices, Tia Xiao and Chu Ling. We don't need to know anything about them. Just the names are mentioned, so I'll mention them. And just talking with Lung Hu about them. Apparently, the Emperor is also wanting to keep the Xi Lei as a weapon. Of course, they realize that's probably a bad idea. And then they start to wonder about the other three Dao Xi. And it cuts to Xia Hu, Zhu Li, Chao Yun with Feng Ling and Lei Jiatan are on a trip. They're going to Mount Kunlun where their eight immortals and some other divine beasts live. Of course, we don't see anything. That's all we're told. And this is to end Lei Jiatan's curse of reincarnation, restore Xia Hu's lifespan a bit, which he doesn't really seem to care that much. And then for Chao Yun to find some medicine for Chang's sister, because they're like, oh, Chang can heal your hand, but he has a cool, wait, which hand is it? I don't remember. One of Chang's hands is a cool sword hand now, that I guess Ba Guo Dao Xi Li gave. So that's it. They have some banter, some bickering. It seems like they're gonna have a nice but tough trip. And that's it. That is the end. It leaves with, there's more journey, but because series have to end in weird ways, in rushed ways, we can't continue on this journey with them. Because that's one of the things I hate about endings, is there's always more story. But it is a nice, simple ending page. Like I said, the logo's brought back, just them going off. So it's kind of, it is nice. Nothing, amazing, but... series is over. Wow. Can't believe it. Whew. Getting into this, I was like, wow, this is over. I've been doing these reviews for over a year now. Wow, I can't believe it. And then the chapter is just so much of a letdown. And I wouldn't say the series overall is super amazing. There was a lot of cool stuff that happened. I felt like right away, the creator knew what to do, but at some point also realized it can't be a long series. I thought this had potential for a really long series, maybe not Naruto or definitely not One Piece length, but maybe something like Demon Slayer length, Fairy Tale length maybe, maybe not that long. It definitely could have been like a Demon Slayer length, but just didn't happen, and that's a little disappointing. It could have been, should have been longer. Obviously, there's a lot bigger world, a lot more stories that could be told, but it was rushed. And I get this whole thing with, Shing and this whole other bad group, but there's just more to tell. So, for the last time, the title of this chapter, Hope. I don't know. I guess it could refer to Lung Hu being the hope, just... hope in general of needing this fight or hope for a future. Maybe it's just because it was a nice word to use for a finale. I don't even remember them really talking about hope or needing hope or anything like that. I'm sure it's easy enough word to throw in there and be forgettable, but yeah, that's it. So the series is finally over. Overall, not a terrible series. the having to eventually rush and try to make something at the end, kind of a letdown. The last chapter, just super disappointing, but trying to be positive of the whole thing. I liked what was going on. It was an interesting setting, interesting world, interesting powers. A setting I'm not familiar with, being usually Chinese-based. A whole lot of words I've butchered, but I guess we'll just see what I'll stumble upon next. But that is it for this. Before I go, I want to thank Noriko Kurizono for creating this story, Nathan Collins for translating, Arbash Mokoff for lettering, anyone else that worked on the series. I did enjoy it overall. I'm glad you all put the work in to do all this, especially you, Noriko Kurizono. I just wanted more. I say that a lot. I'm a greedy reader, but one last special thanks to Seiji Boto for encouraging me to continue these reviews, because there was at one point in the series I kind of fell off somewhere near the middle. I don't remember exactly which, but I almost stopped doing reviews because I was like, whatever. But because Seiji encouraged me, wanted more, I did more, and I'm glad I did, because I did still like the series. It was more just motivation, I guess, to do the review. So that is it. I hope you enjoyed these reviews, any of them informative, just interesting to see my opinions on stuff. I kind of rushed through these last few ones just because of other reasons, but I feel like I'm just dragging this out because it's the last one and last chapter, but so I will let you go. If you want to talk more about this chapter, the series as a whole, you could leave comments, but if you have as much to say about it as I do, you could also find me on social media to message me there. I have an email, so theacstories@gmail.com, and also Discord. If you want to talk about this and other stuff, you can join that, but you'll find links for all that in the description. Easy way to communicate with me. Yeah, you know that stuff. But one more thing, I have a Ko-fi. I want to thank my members Vix Lab and Julio Vasquez. If you also want to join, a few little tiers, a few bit of money, you don't have to, I appreciate it, but whatever you want to do, you go ahead and do it. But if you liked what I had to say about this chapter for this video, go ahead and give it a like. If you want to see what I have to come in the future, go ahead and subscribe. But for the last time for this series, this has been it for Junction X. Thing. And that is the end of this Otakutainment Reviews. I've been your Otakutainment, the AC Stories. Until whatever my future brings for this, thank you so much. I really mean it. Bye.